We don't make widgets. Overcoming the myths that keep government from radically improving. Author, Ken Miller. At the beginning of the book, the author states that the aim of this book is to improve the government radically through changing the beliefs of those who run it, the managers. We will manage to improve government when we confront the fact that we do make widgets like others, that our work can be managed, measured, and improved. We perceive our work as factories and figure out the right tools for higher speed and lower cost. We learn that our job is to make revenues for our investors, and that it's our responsibility to apply innovation to score high results with fewer resources. Focus on individuals. Workers perform in systems. If the systems are poor, how can we expect an efficient outcome? We need to focus on how to reduce the process time, bottlenecks, and the rest of the factors that weaken the performance before evaluating the individual's productivity and skills. It takes a group of efficient managers who escape the myth's blindness and paying efforts with other workers to improve the systems for the good of all customers, organizations, and employees. The three myths. There are three major mental constraints that prevent us from radically improving government, which can be demonstrated through cutting cost, improving customer satisfaction, working faster, and improving results. Myth 1. We don't make widgets. Widgets come in two types. The type that can be seen coming out of an office like license, permits, and so on, and the invisible ones like answers, family meetings, and facilitated sessions. How can health be ensured? Improve widgets, which are in this case vaccinations, restaurant inspections, epidemiology reports, and so on. How can kids be protected? Improve widgets, which are summer job training programs, child abuse investigation reports, and so forth. In order to serve people, the only way we have is to produce widgets, change our widgets, and the way we produce them. Measurement. The benefits of measurement. It reveals what we really care for and what is important for the organization. It drives behavior. It inspires us. It helps us learn. However, measurement's role is to initiate conversations. Measuring what's going on doesn't improve it. Changing systems does. Fast government. When we cut out the unnecessary tasks, we give the workers the opportunity to work on the real tasks. What a good manager does is removing the time-consuming elements that slow down and complicate the process, closing the gap between the time consumed in the actual work and the time consumed before finishing the work. Ways to improve widgets. Communicate with the customers who will use the widgets. Design them in accordance to their expectations. Involve workers in the improvement efforts. Myth 2. We don't have customers. 1. Talking about customers in the abstract. For example, who is the customer of a report of child abuse investigation? Many would say that children are the customers, the ones who actually benefit from the service. But actually, those children will never read that report. Prosecutors will. Prosecutors are that agency's customers who will use that report to do their job. Such confusion leads to avoiding the prosecutor's opinion when designing that report, and of course, to not asking them their feedback. If the report is lacking critical or inconsistent information, nobody will know. Normally, such confusion afflicts the desired outcomes. 2. Thinking that taxpayers are the customers. Taxpayers are the investors of the government factory. Customers are the individuals who actually buy and use their products. Taxpayers become customers when they use the widgets the government produces, permit, park, vaccination, and so on. 3. Having multiple customers, often with competing interests. The problem occurs when we overlook the fact that we have multiple customers with multiple interests and put them all under one umbrella. But who is to give the priority? Robin Lawton says the author offers two definitions that can help clear the confusion up. First, end users. The people we thought about while designing the widget. The ones that will use the product themselves to achieve what they want, outcome. Second, brokers. the people who transfer the widget to someone who will use it, but they don't use it themselves. The two types of customers will often exist, and our challenge is to treat the end users as our first priority. For example, instead of caring the most about the needy people who use the food stamps, the end users, the food stamp office may focus on ensuring that the state agency and all its contract monitors and auditors are satisfied so the office can keep their funding. On the other hand, efficient managers have their way in keeping all parties satisfied, the investors, the brokers, and of course, the end users. Customer surveys that are in vain. A very common response to hear when asking why you don't improve your widgets is that we score fine in surveys. Typical surveys present the wrong questions to the wrong people at the wrong time for the wrong reasons. The wrong questions. To ask questions that don't really measure the level of satisfaction your widget delivers. The wrong people. We need to know the roles of our customers and determine who the end user is and who the broker is before asking our questions. The wrong time. If you ask the hotel guests how they found the service while they are leaving, you have little to do. We need to build our widgets from the very beginning in accordance with the customer's expectations. The wrong reason. Communicating with customers should aim at driving our actions to learn their needs and expectations. In order to ensure customer satisfaction, we need to ask how well the customers achieved their needed outcomes through using our widgets. How well did we do with the priorities of customers? Cost, choice, ease of use, etc. How to improve? Take the initiative and talk to your customers to put your hand on their expectations for your widgets. Communicate with your customers to set numerical targets. Find a way to bridge the gap between the target desired by the customers and the current performance the organization offers, and innovate to present alternative widgets that can better achieve their needed outcomes. Cooperate with the organization's workers in improving the processes. The cost of poor widgets customers suffer. When talking about how much this service or product costs, we need to look past the receipt. For instance, a permit that citizens pay $10 for may cost tenfold that number. Calculate the fuel or cab and parking costs plus the hours or days off of work to go to the office where the permit is received. You can double the price of that permit in order to reform the system and end up with half the cost citizens used to bear. Myth 3. We're not here to make a profit. Like any company, government does have investors, who are the taxpayers who provide the resources needed to keep it running, and does want the highest possible profits that results in cheaper houses, more jobs, lower crime rates, etc. And just as businesses, the government's role is to generate higher returns with years. Communicating value. In order to be able to communicate the value of what we do to our investors, taxpayers, we need to know what to measure. Activities. Number of meetings held, calls answered, hours worked, volume of produced widgets, number of licenses delivered, pipes fixed, audits completed, number of served customers, number of people who attended training sessions, received financial aids, etc. But investors care about the outcome, and it's the government's moral responsibility to allocate those investments where they bring the highest possible return. If we are producing a widget called a job training initiative, we need to ask why to be able to find a job, raise their skills level, gain a higher salary, and to be able to support themselves and their families so they don't get fired. Stop defining yourself by your widgets. They are your accomplished results that define you. In order to ensure we are really on the profit track, we need to keep an eye on the results our customers achieve when using our widgets, as well as the results our organization achieves when our customers are using these widgets. By the end, here are some ways that will get government to radically improve. Determine your true core business. Develop innovative alternatives to the widget you currently provide by asking the why questions. Cooperate with your customers while designing these alternative widgets. Build efficient new factories that are capable of producing the new widgets. The below are some short and long-term steps needed for the reforming process. Specify the organization's profit. Specify the widgets you need the most to achieve the desired result. Build teams to improve the major systems. Modify the structure of the organization to go in line with the responsibilities and authorities of the team members. Develop executives and future executives to be able to carry out the development of the organization in the future. Look at other organizations to discover who is better than you and how did they reach that level. And don't limit your observation to your field. Ask for your employees' ideas about how to improve their units. Modify the training the workers receive to go in line with the new process design. Offer opportunities to develop the career of those who are interested in such a development. Make your workers involved in the efforts of change. They will stand for what they helped create. Use celebration and accomplishment as fuel for keeping people involved in long-term change initiatives.